Good Lord, that's an aurora borealis. John, are we near the North Pole?
Could be Canada. Been there before.
Or Iceland, or even Siberia.
Nonsense. It's much too warm for either of those icy locales. However, since we have found deserts in Japan and swamps in Nevada, we could be anywhere.
Well, I can't take a reading through these clouds, but we'll find out where this is sooner or later.
Well, this is a magnificent view, though.
Head of a fall, too.
We're not gonna jump, that's for damn sure. Any sign of stairs or another ladder?
But before any of them could start a search, the curtain of vegetation hanging over the exit was annihilated. Lightning fast, the companions took cover behind the pile of corroded machinery and leveled their weapons at the smoking hatchway.
By the three Kennedys, that dastardly machine did come after us!
No room to maneuver here! Gotta shut that door! Cover me!
As the companions sent a hail of lead into the hatchway, Ryan charged around the debris and crossed the balcony in under a heartbeat to throw himself flat against the vine-covered wall. Holstering his SIG, Ryan grabbed the old portal and shoved hard. Nothing happened. He tried again, with the same result, then saw that the hinges were hopelessly choked with rust and tiny vines. Shoving two fingers into his mouth, Ryan signaled the others and made a motion at the open hatchway. Nodding in understanding, JB pulled a pipe bomb out of his munitions bag and tossed it over. Making the catch, Ryan pulled out a butane lighter and started the bomb fuse burning. Knowing what to do next, the rest of the companion sent a fusillade of hot lead into the open doorway. Raising a splayed hand, Ryan silently counted down from five, and as he dropped the last finger, the others instantly stopped firing. He tossed the pipe bomb into the corridor, getting only a very brief glance inside as the explosive charge clattered along the floor to stop in the middle of the four hulking guardians jammed into the narrow corridor. The cargo droid had to have called in reinforcements. Ryan barely got behind Steele in time.
There's four of them!
Shit!
JB grimaced as he pulled out a Gren, flipped off the arming lever, pulled the pin, and whipped the bomb forward in a sideways pitch. The military sphere hit the door and bounced inside, to erupt into a searing light. And writhing tongues of chemical fire bellowed out from the hatchway, the volcanic heat wave withering the vines for yards as hundreds of leaves turned brown and fell away to expose the bare hull underneath.
Okay, the thermite will hold them for a few minutes, but that was my only grin.
Move with a purpose, people!
Going to the railing, Ryan looked down at the choppy water of the lake and tried to guess the distance. Roughly 50 feet. Unexpectedly, a sizzling beam of light stabbed through the wall alongside the roaring fire. Steadily, the power beam drew a line in the ancient metal, rising up from the deck about 12 feet, and then slowly starting to move sideways.
Sweet Jesus, the robotic sons of bitches are cutting themselves a new exit around the thermite. Follow me.
Nova jumped over the railing to hurtle toward the choppy water of the lake. Without pause, the other companions were right behind her. A cataclysm of pain engulfed the companions as they plunged into the turgid lake, the biting cold almost stealing the breath from their lungs. The agony was unbelievable. It was as if every inch of their bodies was being stabbed with tiny knives. As expected, their clothing resisted for only a few seconds, then quickly soaked through, a fresh wave of cold reaching their vulnerable skin as their weight increased tenfold. An unknown length of time passed, and incredibly their descent began to slow, and the companions started to sluggishly rise. Fueled by a fierce determination to live, the companions forced their limbs to move, desperately swimming for the surface, the ancient scuba mantra of always follow the bubbles, keeping them going in the right direction. Erupting through the waves, the companions greedily drank in the bitterly cold air, then shivered in renewed torment as a chill invaded their aching lungs, sapping away even more of their failing strength. But that was of no real concern. They had survived. Now it was only a dozen yards or so until they were safely on shore. Swimming in steady strokes, Ryan quickly glanced around to see if everybody was present and accounted for. When a large metallic object violently smacked into the choppy water, the armed guardian promptly disappearing below the lulling waves.